no bankruptcy. When I think about those whom I look up to and see as my role models, they're all people, known or unknown, who have chosen lives of sacrifice and service so that others would come to know the Lord in a personal way. Sure, a lot of them don't seem to have much tangible success, things that can be counted and measured, the material things of this world. Some of these people don't think too much of themselves, especially when they look at their situation and they measure it against earthly standards. However, they're great in my eyes. I think, and the Bible bears this out, as it shows clearly God's point of view, that he sees those who have chosen lives of sacrifice and service as wise investors who have put time and effort into things that last and are storing up riches and treasures which will never be taken away. These are the people that he considers great. These are also the people that I look up to, those who have sacrificed and given of themselves so that others may live. If you are one of those people and you've made difficult choices for many years and you don't feel that you have received much payback yet, I believe that you will eventually see that the payback for your investment will be far beyond your biggest expectations, if not in this life, certainly in the life to come. You have been the Lord's faithful employee and have given as unto him. In a time when so many in society are losing their job security and retirement pensions, you can be sure that, even though the Lord's blessings don't always come in physical manifestations and can't necessarily be counted in dollars and cents, in God's service there is never unemployment or bankruptcy, and he takes care of his own. God still offers the best job security, health care, and benefits that you could ever wish for. Sometimes it takes a while to receive all those benefits, and sometimes they don't come in exactly the form you were hoping. But it helps to remember that you have unlimited access to whatever you need through your heavenly bank account. The Lord is good, and every man or woman who trusts in him will be blessed. Dear Jesus, help us to focus on your steadfast promises to us. Help us to remember how short life is, and to focus on the everlasting dividends of living for you and of giving your love to others. Remind us regularly of the principles of your word and how we can never fail when we live by them.